This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Did they fix our scripts, Marvin? Is it raining again? And did you put in a request? You're supposed to do that and then ask me. It'd be safer to put A DeLong because when we have to find you, Yeah. You're approved. That's why we had the quick restroom breaks. Enjoy.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Customer Care. Nadia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Nadia. It's Rebecca with XPO. I've got an unable to complete install. There's no fees. We just need you guys to note this. Would you like the FMS number?
Yeah, just a moment. My FMS just logged me out.
I understand.
Just try to get in here, but it's not letting me. Okay, could you please provide me customer order number, ma'am?
Yes, I have 7652-0078.
All right, just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. What a customer name. I'm sorry.
It's Hassan Sobi at 15A Brookfield Drive, Groton, Mass. 01450.
Got you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just a moment with me. let me put the one number and it's like 20 different names on there. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right. Well, this is just for the water line installation.
Yeah.
So the issue with the water line installation, where the customer's refrigerator is going is above a garage, so there's no water source they can drill down to get to. And then his cabinetry has a lazy Susan between it and the water source, which is like where the cabinet within the cabinet swivels. It's like a turntable within the cabinet. So there's a danger of the cord getting basically jammed up in that lazy Susan. So per the tech.
Never heard that before.
It's something fancy people have. My ex, his mom had one. And they're really nice because you can put a bunch of canned goods in a corner space that you usually wouldn't use. So they're nice, but we can't get a water line past them because they'll get tangled up in there.
Is this type of like accessories, cabinets?
Yes, yeah, so it's something that goes in the cabinet. Like a lazy Susan on your countertop would be something maybe you would put a cake on, like it spins, but within the cabinet, it's usually a two-tiered or three-tiered spinning thing that's built into the cabinet so that you can put canned goods and things like that into a corner cabinet and then have more room because you spin and then there's more shelf.
There's nowhere water line to drill in, right?
Right. The bridge is over the garage, so there's no water source in the garage. But per the tech, the customer did say that he's going to have renovations done to the cabinets and then reschedule the water line. I left a voicemail for the customer asking him to confirm that, but was not successful in getting through to him. But I'm just calling to let you guys know and get a breeze code. Again, there's no fees for you guys to approve. The products were already on site.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing they can do if it's no access to water. That's nothing
right.
they can do.
Right, and they've explained that to the customer. I'm just supposed to call Best Buy anytime an install can't be completed and let you guys know why and get that breeze number.
So weird. For now, it's just units still sit there. Nothing we can do. Okay.
It's just the water line. So, you know, the refrigerator itself is working. It's not the ice and water part, but... Per the tech, the customer did advise that he was going to renovate the cabinets to allow for the water line to be installed.
Client. So he did say that he will make modification to his cabinet?
That is what the tech said. I was not able to confirm that with the customer because he did not answer his phone. But I did leave him a voicemail asking him to call back and confirm.
Got you. Okay. Got it. So give me just a moment. Let me edit the account, pull up this case ID for you, and I need to contact the customer too. Just a second.
Absolutely.
so much. Three patients that did try to call customer left a voicemail.
Okay.
With updates. All right. The number I have for you, ma'am, is 2835.
Okay.
Okay, 99428.
I've got 2835994 28.
You got it. That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. No problem. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.